Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Heal Our Land by Akesi Brempong, taking us to 9 minutes after four. Very good afternoon to you. And certainly a warm welcome. Happy, happy Monday. Start of a brand new week. And I really hope you're approaching it with a different mindset. You know how we start Mondays, right? Oh, by the way, speaking of that reggae fuel song, if you don't know, I'm seeing Dr. Manda on the other side of the line. And so he was busy dancing there. And I'm like, hey, boy, is this his type of feel, his type of music? Because we don't always associate. Okay, let me not finish the sentence. I'm sure he gets it. So Dr. Manda is on the other side of the line. Dr. Manda, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Luco, and good afternoon to our listeners. Thank you so much.
But you actually do get who we associate reggae music with, right?
I do. That I absolutely do. But it's such a beautiful song, though.
It is.
So beautifully.
Welcome in. It's Monday, and I think there's no better way to start it than just reminding us how much of leaders we actually are, whether we believe it or not, but we're leaders, right?
Absolutely. Leadership is all about influence, and if you influence someone, whether it's a child at home, a cousin, in one way or the other, you are a leader.
Yep.
It's not about positions. It's not about any of the titles. It's about, do you get to influence someone to do something? And I want to believe that we all, in one way or the other, influence at least one person.
I love to hear that. Now, Dr. Manda, I finally took that test. Sure, I was frustrating you there for a moment. It gave me challenges, and because I'm such a procrastinator, I would think to myself, I'm going to text Dr. Man and just tell him what challenges I'm experiencing, and then I forget.
Yes.
But it kind of showed you a trait about me.
No, there's just so much on the go as we chat offline that there is a lot on the go. So we fully appreciate that. So unfortunately, we won't unpack the report live here for the first time to you.
Okay.
We do need to sort of have a conversation, and then you kind of ask the questions offline, and then we can talk about it.
So
if you still are comfortable to share.
So when we will be doing that, because I also want to hold you accountable, because you didn't hold me accountable, but I want to be like, Dr. Manda, when exactly?
My people will reach out as the diaries allow. Let's schedule the time to sort of unpack the report before next week's session.
Mm-hmm.
Will that work?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
That will work.
Otherwise, you'll get surprised and you'll be like, yeah, that's me. And you just let's face a line offline before you share with a million friends out there.
All right. And so this afternoon, I believe we're talking balance, self-reflection and humility.
Yes. We continue in the conversation that we started. And we started off with this idea of values-based leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of saying that perhaps we may have been leading in a certain way. Could we be a little bit more intentional in how we lead and we show up as leaders?
Mm.
And we adopted a framework by Professor Harry Kramer, who sort of came up with this idea of values-based leadership. And there's four elements to the framework. It's self-reflection, it's balance, it's true confidence, and it's genuine humility.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these, they're like so simple words, but there's so much underneath each of them.
Mm-hmm.
As you will have noted, the last 4 weeks, we just spoke about self-reflection. Because that's how deep each of these things are. We reflected on some of the questions about who we are, what our values are, and what shapes our decisions. We explored the importance of leveraging our strengths, which is where your report comes in. Instead of fixating too much on your weakness,
mm-hmm.
you know, truly, truly, according to research, people and high-performing leaders tend to do well by leaning more into their natural talents, and they build from there. your natural pattern of thinking, feeling, and behaving. That's sort of what we said. I think the last two sessions, one, we spoke about, hey, just the importance of not just making it about us, but about the community that we serve. And we introduce a concept through design thinking about truly, truly leading with empathy and truly seeing and serving others. And not just from, hey, this is what I do, but largely waiting, listening, studying, immersing ourselves in the shoes of those that we serve and truly serve from that place of empathy. And last week we spoke about commitments and fears and how it's not just all theoretical. We do need to make some commitments to move forward, to hold us when that excitement has faded, and that, you know, commitments moves us forward. It's also important to think about some of the fears that might sort of pull us back. So that's sort of where we are, if we were to summarize. And that was just one principle out of the
four. Oh, wow. but who would have thought it would even take weeks?
Sorry?
So who would have thought it would even take weeks, actually, to get through the first one?
Exactly. That's why I said these words, they're so simple, and yet there's just so much to be unpacked underneath each and every one of them.
Yeah. All right. So, Dr. Manda, now that we've set the stage to move into the final three principles of the value-based leadership framework, balance, true self-confidence, and genuine humility. These sound like such personal and even character-driven traits. So before we get into each of them in detail, could you give us an overview of what they mean and why they're so essential to living out our purpose?
Lovely question. So I'll start with balance. Professor Harry Kramer kind of puts it, balance is this ability to consider multiple perspectives before making decisions. And not just from a place of fairness, but it's about the maturity of saying, hey, here's where I would love for us to go as a team. But before we go, I would like to sort of get the views of everyone. So balanced leaders, they tend to have this ability to listen well, to avoid knee-jerk reactions to anything, and they create space for people around them to contribute. And in the end, the outcome, the decisions, the projects that we embarked on, they emerge from balanced views of the rest of the team. So that's sort of balance. The second one is true, and today we're going to spend quite a bit of time unpacking some of these things and what pulls us back from doing that. The second idea is this idea of true self-confidence. And, you know, there's the importance of the word true before the self-confidence.
Okay.
And this is not just about arrogance and kind of say, hey, I'm the confident one here, but it's the quiet assurance that comes from knowing who we are.
Mm.
And that's why we spend quite a bit of time up front talking about who we are, our strengths, you know, some of our limitations. And, you know, this is occurring well when you hear from leaders words like, I don't know, right? Words like, I was wrong. Words that sort of say, you know, I'm not sure what to do here. And what this means and almost reflects is that, you know, this is someone sometimes who not only knows what they know and where they can make a call, but they know when they don't know, and they know when they made a mistake. And confident people, they find it easy to apologize. But leaders who are just kind of, what is the word, you know, kind of justify, and even though everybody knows what's going on here, that's when you know that their confidence being projected might not quite be true.
Yeah.
It might be like, you know, yeah. Okay, the third one is genuine humility. And this is not false modesty, but, you know, just the understanding of who you are and sort of not seeing yourself more highly than you ought to. I think the concept of humility is very well known, but we will unpack it in detail. So that's balance, true confidence, and genuine humility.
All right. I think let's start with balance, Dr. Manda. You know, we live in a world of competing priorities and constant demands. Saying balanced can feel almost impossible, especially for leaders. So what does balance really look like in the context of values-based leadership, and how do we actually cultivate it?
Ah, good one. So we're going to play here and we're going to have some good time local as we normally do. But just first to acknowledge, it's very easy in the high-paced, super speedy world we find ourselves. There's just so much. There's so much demands. We need to make a decision. It's a lot easier to just kind of make a call and go all by yourself, ignore mm-hmm. what everyone has to contribute. Now, how this looks like. It starts with the mindset. And this is where we're going to start. So Lee Wiseman wrote an incredible book a few years ago called Multipliers. And in the book, she differentiates between two types of leaders, those that she called diminishers and those that she calls multipliers. So diminishers, you know, the word kind of speaks for itself. They kind of diminish your talent. And if you can offer 100%, you end up offering way less at work. Mm. Multipliers, they tend to take your talent, your gifts, and then you just find yourself giving more. Now, question, live question. Have you ever worked for a diminisher, Loco?
Have I ever worked for a diminisher?
Yeah. Don't mention them if you have.
Okay, give me a diminisher again. Maybe.
So a diminisher is someone that you work under, but you're giving what you do, but you're not like giving your ultimate best. You know, you are not, you know, there's some stuff that your immediate manager does that make you just give sometimes bare minimum.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe there was a diminishing moment. Maybe that person is not entirely a diminisher.
Yeah, I have worked for it. That's why I'm like, so let me think.
And when they were managing and leading you, whichever way it would be appropriate, those diminishing tendencies, how did they make you feel? What did they do and what did they make you feel?
I think kind of made the whole environment feel a little bit toxic, where you're like, ish, I'm not too sure about this environment.
Okay. You are unsure. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things they do it? Do you remember?
Okay, I can't think of one.
They may have withheld information. They may have sort of, decided everything by themselves and done all of that stuff. And you kind of left feeling.
And you know, right. You know that feeling of somebody making you feel like you can do it. But even when you've done it, it's not a matter of, I just want to check to make sure I'm still going to try and correct it when I know there's nothing to correct. That type of thing, Obuti. I remember one particular one who said to me, derive your own strategies and formulas for this. Sure. I'd really love to hear. And as much as I was not the cleverest with maths, but I had my numbers with this particular thing. And so I found a system that worked for me. And one day, she asks to check. And I'm like, sure, go ahead. And she says, how did you get these numbers? And I prove how I got the numbers. She's like, no, I'd rather have it done this way. So I said to me, but how did you get your numbers? Exactly. Out of this formula of yours, how did you get these? Because these numbers are not real. And then she says, no, I kind of just estimate. I said, no, but I'm giving you a strategy that gives you a certain number. You can't estimate because this is dangerous. Mm. And I think I became a bit of an enemy through that.
I see. So to kind of bring this towards its conclusion. Let's talk about the other side before we go. Have you ever worked for someone that you absolutely just thrived? Where, you know, you're at work and, you know, you do things way more than you ever thought you could do. You look back in a year, you go, wow, was that me who was able to achieve all of that stuff?
Ish.
You need better leaders, Luke.
A lot of thinking. Exactly. Listen, I'll give it a thought. Please hold on just a little bit for me. Let's just grab a glass of water because I'll give it a thought for you. Then I'll try and answer.
Let's do this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Share our passion for life on 657 AM.